Women often use the term secondary handicapped to describe short men in the past. Nowadays, this wording has long been out of use. Research done by Peking University has proved that between 1985 and 2000, Chinese women have become more and more practical in choosing their partners. The height and appearance of men are seldom mentioned. A sample investigation made by people including Qian Mingyi, psychology professor and director of doctoral candidates on the advertisements for partners in the magazine Women of China, from 1985 to 2000, shows that in terms of physiological conditions, age, which was number one in 1985 and 1995, is an important criterion for women in choosing their partners. However, women have become less strict about men's height year by year, and their requirements on their appearance to 10th place. Women now care more about the personal, social, and economic conditions of men. However, women have always valued the health of their partners, and this has not changed much during the 15 years. In terms of social and economic conditions during the 15 years, the rate of mention women's requirements on the job and educational experience of their partners has been falling, but the requirements on career rose from the 9th place in 1985 to 2nd place by the end of the 1990s. The changes of criteria on partners are a reflection of the political, economic, and cultural changes in society. According to experts' analysis, in the early 1980s, educational experience and job represented the income level of an individual, while in the late 1990s, with diversified channels of income and increasingly frequent occupational differentiation, educational experience and job could not directly indicate one's income. Comparatively, the elements of career, social, and economic status are more relevant. Men with high achievements in terms of career are more attractive to women, and quality of life after marriage can be better ensured.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32. How did women use to describe short men? 33. What was the top physiological requirement for women from 1985 to 1995? 34. What was the number 2 ranking criterion by the end of the 1990s? 35. What 3 elements are most important to women?